Live all across the United States and Canada and around the world, we're on the air because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, we desire to equip you to defend the Bible and historic Christianity because truth matters. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Joining us in the second segment of today's broadcast, Michael York. He is the narrator in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. We'll be talking to him for a few moments about the Complete Word of Promise Audio Bible. It's now complete in the sense that both the New Testament and the Old Testament are complete, and the Complete Word of Promise Audio Bible, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, you can order on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. I was thinking just a few moments ago as I was coming under the air about how significant it is for Christians to be ready to demonstrate that the Bible's divine as opposed to merely human in origin. More and more versions and translations of the Bible are out, but fewer and fewer people are able to demonstrate that these are the words of God and not the words of men. An article in USA Today caught my attention this morning. Robert Crumb, who is a underground comics hero, he creates his own book of Genesis in pen and ink for the very first time. Big spread in USA Today. But in that spread, he's interviewed and he says this, to take this, talking about the book of Genesis or the Bible in general, as a sacred text or the Word of God or something to live by is kind of crazy. So here's a guy that has spent 4 years translating the book of Genesis, 50 chapters, into comic book style, illustrated with pictures. And when he gets all done with the process, he says, I don't believe a word of it. These are not the words of God. These are the words of men. And by the way, they don't make any sense. Well, the problem is not with Robert Crumb saying what he said. The problem is that Christians have not been adept at demonstrating that the Bible demonstrates itself to be divine as opposed to merely human in origin. I've written about this in various forums, but if you want the Cliff Notes, just go to the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. I give them to you there, and I give them to you in such a way that you can memorize the information. Additionally, I give the information in my Doctrines flip chart, 4x6 laminated, but it gives you what we believe and why we believe it. And one of the things we believe is that these are the words of God, not because we have blind faith, but rather because we have faith in evidence. In other words, we can demonstrate this to be the case. So the Christian faith is never irrational. It's based on revelation, but it's not irrational. We say not that there's a victory of reason in Christianity, but rather a victory of revelation, which informs reason. If all you have is reason, you're like a man with perfect 20/20 eyesight sitting in a dark room. Your eyesight is laser sharp. But if you're in a room pervaded by darkness, no matter how good your eyesight is, you can't see. Revelation informs reason. And God has given us revelation through not only the book of nature, but also through 66 books of knowledge. In other words, the Bible, the first of which is the book of Genesis. The problem is, if you're illustrating the book of Genesis and you start with the wrong presupposition, which is to say, you don't understand that God is condescending to speak to us in language that we can attain to, we might very well get the wrong impression. Why would God say to Adam and Eve, "Where are you?" If God knows everything, he would know where they are. Now, if you don't understand that the language of the Bible condescends to our corrupt, fallen nature, speaks to us in language that we can attain to, then you're going to get the wrong impression of what Genesis is communicating. You have to know the art and science of biblical interpretation. Again, I give all that to you in various forums, including the complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, as well as the Doctrines Chart. Now, whether you get those books or those resources that we offer at equip.org, or whether you get the information somewhere else, if you're a believer, if you take the sacred name of Christ upon your lips, make it your passion to be able to reach, not repel, a Robert Crumb. Don't say, "Oh, what a terrible guy this guy is. How could he say something like this?" Pagans are going to exercise their job description. Your job description is to be an ambassador. An ambassador has to be well informed. If you're not, you're helping us in reverse. So make yourself ready, always ready, to give an answer and to be able to give it with gentleness and with respect. Every time you see an illustration like this, it should be impetus for you to equip yourself. A lot of you hanging on. Again, the number to dial, get your question on the air today, 888-ASK. Hank, let's go right to the phone lines. First question up today, Dave. He's listening in Missouri on KSCV. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Hank. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
My question, I got a boss. Now, I believe basically creation happened roughly 6,000 years ago. Now, we have discussion, and dinosaurs come up, and I read Genesis, and I may be a little bit inaccurate, but I believe like on the third day, the living creatures were created. And I say, I believe that they were created then. But now he'll refute and come back and say, how do you explain fossils being, he believes it's millions and millions and millions of years old. And yeah, I've read articles where carbon dating and such is not accurate, and rather it supports a young Earth. But I really don't know how to combat them.
Well, a couple of things. This is a classic example of what I was talking about at the opening of the broadcast today. God has left us not only with books of knowledge, the 66 books of the Bible, but he's also left us with the book of nature. And we are called to read the book of nature as we are called to read the books of the Bible, because God has revealed himself to us in both. He's revealed himself to us in the books of nature, the books of knowledge, and in one begotten of flesh. In other words, Jesus Christ is God's express, direct revelation of himself to us. The book of nature is designed to answer questions that the books of knowledge are not designed to answer. In other words, the books of knowledge tell us that God created everything ex nihilo, but they don't give us the timing. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, it's not giving us a chronology of events, but rather a hierarchy of events. I would say further that there are young earth creationists who believe, as you do, that the universe is fairly young, but oftentimes they're looking at the wrong resource to buttress that particular argument. In other words, they may be right, but they're looking at the wrong resource and the wrong words to codify their expression of faith that what they're saying is true. Now, the way they do that is they look at the Old Testament of the Bible, and they say the Old Testament of the Bible makes it very clear that dinosaurs lived at the same time that man lived. We can prove this to you in Job 40 and 41 with Leviathan and Behemoth. But again, I don't know that that's what Job is communicating in Job 40 and Job 41. There are also progressive creationists that say, no, the days are not days, as in literal 6 days, but rather day ages.
Right, but wouldn't that be inconsistent?
Inconsistent with what?
A day is a day is a day is a day, as it remains.
Well, that's the argument. I mean, that's the debate between progressive creationists and young earth creationists. Is yom, the Hebrew word for day, preceded by a numeral, literal 24-hour day, or is it a day age? That's the debate that they're having. And again, I would say that oftentimes they're having that debate on false grounds. They're supposing that Genesis was designed to tell us the answer to that question. And I would say I'm not so sure about that. I think Genesis is giving us a hierarchy of creation, not a chronology of creation. Therefore, the timing issue might be better understood and the information better garnered from the book of nature than from the book of Genesis or from any other Old Testament book. And that's why I've said for years, I think I'd like to leave that particular debate on the back burner. Because the real issue is this: evolution, in terms of macroevolution, changes from one species to another, or one kind to another kind, is dead in the 21st century. It was fine for 19th century science, but it's no good for the 21st century. Therefore, we should be on the vanguard of announcing the demise of the evolutionary paradigm rather than debating this issue of timing on the basis of the Old Testament, as opposed to looking carefully and critically at the book of nature.
Book of nature meaning just scientific evidence?
No. God has left us the book of nature. What is the book of nature? The heavens display the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night proclaim knowledge. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their words go out to the ends of the earth. In other words, the cosmos in which we live gives us information about the Creator. If you look at what caused science to develop in the first place, it's that very thing.
Right, I understand that.
So science comes out of that worldview.
Yeah. Well, what do you believe as the age of the Earth?
Well, again, I put that on a back burner. But if I read the book of nature, I don't think it tells me that the earth was created 6,000 years ago.
Okay. Well, how do you come back with somebody when they say 200 million billion whatever years old?
Well, again, the issue that this is what I'm pointing out. The actual timing is not described in Scripture. Scripture doesn't give us the timing. If you look at the days of creation, what Moses is giving us is a hierarchy of creation which culminates in the crowning jewels of God's creation, humankind. So the whole idea is to give us the hierarchy of creation in such a way that every single day of the week we can remember that it was God that created the fish and the fowl, that it was God who separated light from darkness. It is God who created man and the animals. It is a way of remembering with each day of the week in a mnemonic device that it is God who spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. Moses gives us much more in the book of Genesis. He gives us genealogies. But once again, he gives them to us in such a way that we can remember the information. So he doesn't give it to us in completeness. Therefore, a lot of things that have been done over the years, such as Bishop Usher's chronology, simply don't make any sense. Because he's supposing that all of the genealogies follow in sequence. And again, Moses gives us this information in a way that we can remember the information using the fingers of our hands. So we have to read the book of Genesis in the sense in which it's intended. Otherwise, we're going to go down the pathway Robert Crumb went down and said, you know, none of this makes any sense. And we'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. More of your questions. Please don't touch this dial.
This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. With Hank Hanegraaff's Stirring the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season with an accompanying Christmas Carol CD. Through historical revelations and inspirational insights into the person and work of Christ, Hank leads you on a truth-filled journey to the very heart of Christmas. The Heart of Christmas is a collection of 25 devotionals in a beautiful gift book presentation that are certain to inspire you this Christmas and even create an annual tradition. Share your Christmas stories, photos, and even videos with us when you visit our special webpage at www.equip.org/Heart of Christmas or our Bible Answer Man Facebook page and spread the joy of Emmanuel, God with us. Pre-order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season with the accompanying Christmas CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition, The Heart of Christmas audiobook, or quantity discount options to give to friends. That's equip.org. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man will return in just a moment. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Our cover story examines the teachings of self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Does he promote personal power or harmful hedonism? Lee Strobel equips you to share your faith in natural settings in our effective evangelism column. And don't miss our feature article on the moral views of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins as the journal examines the question, can morality be based in our selfish evolutionary past? Also, don't miss a review of the influential internet movie Zeitgeist, our practical hermeneutics department, viewpoint articles, or our ever-popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors. And narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
The Bible Answer Man is here to stand for truth and help Christians understand and contend for the historic Christian faith. Many of our valued listeners and Christian leaders have encouraged us in our mission, like Lee Strobel.
If you want to invest in an organization that is going to defend Christianity against the erosion of postmodernism, against false teachings, against the cults, against the decline of interest in doctrine, invest in the Christian Research Institute. That is the place that is going to, through the magazine, which is tremendous, through your radio broadcasts, which are tremendous, the website, these are ways that the faith is not only defended, but we see so many people who themselves come to faith through the broadcast, through the website, through the magazine.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to fulfill the unique and vital ministry that the Christian Research Institute does daily. So we're asking for your fervent prayers and financial participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, the CRI Fellowships, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And when you join the Bible Answer Man support team, receive Hank's Essential Christian Doctrine Flip Chart as our gift to you. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Ever think of the reality up until the 16th century and the invention of movable type? The only Bible available in English was represented by the translation work of John Wycliffe, often referred to as the morning star of the Reformation. And then William Tyndale begins translating the Bible into the English language. In 1536, he's burned at the stake, and his body ablaze, he cries out, "O Lord, open the eyes and ears of England's king." And his prayers find an answer in King Henry VIII, who has a Bible of largest volume tethered to pulpits throughout the land. And people come from hither and yon to hear the immortal words of Scripture. And fast forward to today. Now we have the Word of Promise audio Bible. We have a complete dramatized New King James Version of the Bible. It's multi-voiced, a star-studded cast of over 600 actors, original music score, feature film quality sound design, narrated by Michael York. It doesn't get any better than that. Every time I get into my car, I have my kids wanting to listen to the Bible because they absolutely are mesmerized by the Word of Promise audio Bible. Joining me now, Michael York. He is, again, the narrator in the Word of Promise complete audio Bible. 45 years on stage, screen, recording studio. Studied English at Oxford. Graduated with a Master of Arts in English. More than 60 screen credits. He's done over 90 audio books, including HarperCollins' edition of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And most important, most germane to what we're talking about today, again, the narrator of the Word of Promise audio Bible. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Hank.
I am absolutely amazed at this product. It's been such an incredible blessing to my family and to literally thousands of people around the world now. Talk for a moment, Michael, about the enormity of this project.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's a good word for it. It was colossal. But we eased ourselves into it, if you like, because we started first with the New Testament, where that was the first out. And then once that had been released and was an enormous success, we embarked on the Old Testament. And it was, I mean, it was like entering this tunnel. I mean, a very attractive and enjoyable tunnel, but an enormous amount of work. It took, I was at it on and off for almost 2 years. But it was, it became, you know, a wonderful part of my life, because as well as I knew the Bible, I certainly hadn't read every single book all the way through, which I got to do here.
How is the Bible different in dramatic audio theater than a regular audio Bible?
Well, the main directive from the producer was, we want this, we want to hear this as though it's being said. The words are being newly minted, coined, being said for the first time. They've got to have a freshness and originality. And that was a very good directive, because as you know, so many of these stories, and they're so well known that they can be, you know, sort of recited by rote. So what was wonderful was to have the actors. So you had me saying, you know, something like that, and then God said, and in comes God. So it's not a mono voice all the time. It's full of these, you know, wonderful interactions between personalities. And and plus, as you mentioned, it does have this wonderful score. It has musical effects. So if you're out on Lake Galilee, you know, you hear the boat creaking and the sails in the wind and so on, and the waves splashing. I think it adds an extra dimension. It doesn't get in the way.
And we do, I have 12 children, and we do live in a culture in which kids go to movies. They're very much impacted by the professionalism that you get from Hollywood. And I think it's absolutely stunning to me that our kids now listen to this product and they say, my goodness, this is as good as anything you can find anywhere. And therefore, they're mesmerized by the word and brought into God's word as communicated in a verbal style. And there's a big difference between simply seeing the words on the written page and actually hearing them and getting the information in through both the eye gate and the ear gate.
I think you're absolutely right. And you mentioned, you know, technical advances. It enabled us to record. I mean, I was mostly here in Los Angeles. The producer was sitting in his studio in Chicago, and there was a Bible expert listening to and watching every word, every intonation, I think somewhere, you know, in your part of the world. And it also meant that some actors could be recorded in New Zealand. Max von Sydow was recorded in the south of France. So, you know, it was wonderful. One was able to spread the net very, very wide and bring it all together and get, you know, hopefully the best talents available.
Talking to Michael York, he is the voice of the narrator in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, which is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at www.equip.org. You sort of touched on this, Michael, but how challenging a role was it to be the narrator in this project?
Well, you know, obviously there are some pages of the Bible more challenging than others. You have a whole page, for example, of Old Testament names, Jewish names that have to be, you know, and if you're going, you know, at a lick, you have to make sure that each one is pronounced properly. And even words, we found words like, you know, Philistine, that in fact the Bible expert wanted the accent on the second syllable, Philistine. So so hopefully it's correct in every possible detail. And I think everyone rose to this challenge. It was such an opportunity to do something that was of our time, that you could, you know, you... This, of course, these stories have been told for, you know, countless years from, as you mentioned, in English from Wycliffe onwards. But to be able to use modern technology so that you're hearing it freshly, crisply, I think was, you know, I think it's going to be of enormous benefit.
Yeah, underscore that one more time for our audience. Last question. Let our audience know from your perspective, Michael, just what a treasure this is. We can oftentimes have a product like this out in the marketplace, take it for granted. This is monumental, colossal, as you put it.
It is. And I thought that it was actually going to be a bit too monumental, that once they were all put together, and there's a huge number of CDs, as you can imagine. But in fact, it's very well designed. There's a very manageable little box that holds them all. You can also download it, again, another technology. So it's something to keep, and once you have the CDs, obviously to play not just once, but as often as you like.
Michael, I have admired your work for many years. I appreciate you coming on the Bible Answerman broadcast and talking about the Word of Promise.
Not at all. It's been my pleasure.
God bless you.
And you too.
Yeah, and that was Michael York. He is, as mentioned, the voice of the narrator in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. It's just an incredible product. We want to whet your appetite so that you get this product and use this product. I mentioned this at the very beginning of this segment. I was in the car just this weekend driving around, and I had the radio on, and my little five-year-old said, "I want to listen to the Bible," and specifically asked me to turn on the book of Genesis. He wanted to listen back through Genesis. He had learned in school, as well as Sunday school, about Cain and Abel, why God had accepted Abel's sacrifice and rejected Cain's sacrifice. And so we turned that story back on, and then we listened to the story of Noah's Ark and Sodom and Gomorrah. And by the way, the sound effects when you get to Sodom and Gomorrah, they're just absolutely stunning. And I just don't want you to take this for granted. The reason that we are so excited about this project is that it is, as Michael York aptly said, it's a colossal project. Think about 600 voices, an original music score, everything that went into this, the inflection, everything precise, everything done in a God-honoring manner, the best talent in the universe brought together to put out this project. We take the English Bible for granted. We forget that people sacrificed their lives to give us the English Bible. We forget what a monumental treasure it is. And here's just one more method, one more opportunity to get you into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you. By the way, I have a reading plan that teaches you to read the Bible not in bits but in books. You can take that reading plan and apply it by using the Word of Promise Audio Bible. And that's what I'm doing. I have now listened to what I'm supposed to listen to this month, the books of John, 3 times. Why? Because I'm listening to it in my car as well. So again, it's an enormous treasure. It's an investment for a lifetime. If you don't have it, an opportunity to get it right now, again on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. I want to mention before we go to break, and we'll be taking your questions again right after the break at 888-ASK-HANK, that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. Without your support, we simply go off the air. We've done so on some stations this year, much to my chagrin. Please stand with us. We want to continue answering your questions, making a difference for time and for eternity. Join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team at equip.org.
The superb acting, incredible sound effects, and the moving musical score make the Word of Promise a very powerful tool to enhance your personal worship or Bible study experience. The Word of Promise transports listeners back to a time of world-changing events. Listening to the Word presented in dramatic audio theater format helps any size group, from church congregations to small groups to youth groups, comprehend the Scripture more fully.
you can also download to your iPod. It makes the Bible come alive. Order the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, Old Testament or New Testament versions in dramatic audio theater in either CD or MP3 CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Order today and receive free shipping. Don't touch that dial. Hank will be right back.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York, with sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Christmas is the tremendous news that little baby Jesus came as God in flesh. Hank Hanegraaff has penned a hardbound devotional taking the truths of the Christmas story and turning them into traditions. In the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Each devotion is beautifully presented and complemented with an appropriate Christmas carol and thought-provoking questions. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 daily devotions that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Pre-order The Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas carols on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or the Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas carol CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts to your loved ones and friends. That's equip.org. Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Institute, our website, www.equip.org, and the Christian Research Journal give you a front row seat to the intellectual confrontations and counterfeit philosophies that oppose the church and the truth of God's Word today, and equip you with well-reasoned, respectful answers that the Bible commands us to give. We are encouraged to know that by God's grace, your participation with our ministry has made a difference.
Bible Answer Man has really challenged me in my faith. It has really challenged me in my relationship with God. It has led me better in my walk with God. And above all, it has led me, in large measure, out of the cult of Freemasonry and into the arms of my Savior, for which I am and will always be very, very grateful. Thank you.
To be a co-laborer with us in the battle, please pray regularly for these ministries, and please consider giving a special gift to support these outreaches. To donate, call CRI today at 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
And a quick reminder that I'm going to stay in studio for an extra hour once we go off to air today. Continue taking your calls. So if you're hanging on, please know that I'll get to as many of you as I can right now and in the next hour as well. If you're dialing in, here's the number to call right now. I'll be answering your question again, not only during this segment, but for an hour once we go off the air, and we'll play my answers to your question in a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, the number to dial right now, 888-ASK-HANK. Translates to 888-275-4265. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Trent next, listening on KCCV in Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Trent.
Hey, Hank. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I got a question about something that's really, it's always kind of bugged me as a Christian. And my question is about God as an all-knowing God, knowing time as a non-linear type of thing. How could God create the universe from the beginning with the knowledge of sin as like a inevitability almost? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have any kids?
I don't. I'm in college, actually.
Oh, you're in college. Okay. Well, your parents had you.
Yeah. Right. And
think about that for a moment. Think about the fact that your parents had you knowing full well that bad things were going to happen in your life, that you'd experience pain, that you'd eventually experience the death of others and then your own death. And yet, though they knew that all of that would happen, yet they chose to have you.
Right.
So God, in very much the same way, knows that there is a potential for evil. In other words, he created the universe with the potential for evil. Human beings actualize that evil. So right. God knew that there was the potential for evil, even knew that man would actualize that evil, and yet he created us because, as we would say in our own vernacular, it's better to live in love than never love at all. So God knew what would happen, but despite what would happen, there are those who he can have a relationship with for time and for eternity. Not only that, had he created the world in such a way that there was no potential for evil, guess what?
Well,
there is
like,
no
yeah,
potential for love.
Like a robotic type of
yeah, exactly.
reality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no potential for love.
Yeah, I've talked to a friend of mine about this pretty in-depth on multiple occasions, and I understand, like, the whole allowance for free will and everything. But it seems like just the fact of God creating us... now, you're saying God created us for our benefit to be loved by him, or his benefit to be loved by us, or mutually?
Well, certainly a relationship is a two-way street.
Right.
You know, for love to be meaningful, there has to be someone who is wanting love and someone who is willing to give love. And certainly in the case of God, he is willing to extend his love to us. In fact, so willing that at one point in the history of humanity, you have the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, lying prostrate before his creation in the pool of his own blood.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the opportunity to say to God, I don't want a relationship with you.
You're right, yeah.
As well as to say, I want a relationship with you for time and for eternity. So God is not a cosmic rapist forcing himself on people.
Correct.
He either says to us, thy will be done, in other words, have it your own way, or we say to him, thy will be done. We want a relationship with you because you are our creator, you love us, and we have the opportunity to enjoy not only this universe in time-space continuum that we now know, but an eternity of bliss with him forever, in which we will learn and grow and develop forever. So out of a sin-wrecked world, there is going to come the best of all worlds, a world in which we will forever be able not to sin.
Right, right. Well, and I think that's a great explanation. I guess it's just hard for me to accept like the harshness of the other end of it, the punishment that is necessary, I guess.
Well, what's the alternative, though? Let's look at extreme example of Hitler. If there's right. no choice, what happens? Hitler simply dies in the comforting arms of his mistress with no eternal consequences.
Right.
I mean, if there's no choice, people who don't want a relationship with God, they're incarcerated in heaven against their will, which would be a torment worse than hell. They don't want a relationship with God.
Right, right. Okay, well, yeah, I guess that does make good sense.
Yeah, or there. think about if everything is just a function of natural processes. Imagine an even worse case scenario that there is no God. Everything's a function of blind natural processes. Then we're fatalistically determined on the basis of brain chemistry and genetics.
Yeah. And I got one more quick question. It's on along the same lines, but has anyone ever asked you about the whole story of Jesus Christ? And just the fact that would you say that God knew that he would do this at the point of creation, or is it just not fathomable by our
Well, God knows all things. He's omniscient.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would just seem that God would create such a melodramatic, almost, story. It's hardly melodramatic.
It's dramatic, yeah. But not melodramatic.
I was just being exaggerated.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the most incredible thing to think that you can be an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent being, that you have all power and all knowledge, and you're immediately present to all aspects of your creation all of the time, and yet you love a mere human being, body and a soul unity, so much that you are willing to suffer more than any man, more than the cumulative sufferings of all of humanity, so that we could be reconciled to him. That is a mystery, I will freely acknowledge. It is beyond my ability to comprehend. But here's the thing. We can demonstrate that there is a God. That's not something we have to accept by blind faith. We can demonstrate that the Bible is God's word to us. Again, this is faith founded on a refutable fact. And we can demonstrate that Jesus Christ not only had the power to lay down his life, but had the power to take up his life again, thus demonstrating he is God. So what we believe because it's faith in evidence. So we're believing something because it's true. It has a basis in reality. And while some parts of it, particularly the fact that God would pay what he paid to reconcile us to himself, are beyond my comprehension, they're a mystery in that sense. They're not illogical, and in fact, they're a great sense of comfort to us.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for your answers. I appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Thanks for calling. Want to go back to the phone lines. Want to talk to Natalie. She's listening on KSIV in St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Natalie.
Hi. There are so many different languages. What language will we speak in heaven with Jesus?
We don't know, Natalie. We don't know what speech is going to be like in heaven. But what we know is that we are going to communicate with Jesus. You know, God walked with Adam and Eve, the Bible says, in the cool of the day. And what that means, he had relationship with Adam and Eve. And when Jesus Christ comes back, we'll have that kind of relationship with Jesus. He'll be there, just like your mom or your dad. He'll be there in flesh. You'll be able to touch him and talk to him, just like the disciples did in the New Testament. But we don't know exactly what our language is going to be like. We do know, though, that we are going to learn and we're going to grow, just like you're doing in school. You're learning and you're growing and you're developing. The same thing will happen in heaven. But, Natalie, right now, you're probably a pretty good student, but you probably do make mistakes in school, right?
Yeah.
In heaven, you're going to learn without making mistakes. How cool will that be?
Cool.
What grade are you in?
Third grade.
What grade?
Third grade.
Third grade. Wow. Well, I appreciate you calling me today.
What?
I said, I appreciate you calling me today.
Oh, thank you.
Bless you. You hang on. I want to send you something, Natalie. I wrote a kid's book on prayer.
Okay.
And one of my kids is reading it right now. In fact, she got out of my office on Saturday and started reading it. And so I'll get you a copy. You hang on, and we'll get your information. I'll send it out to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Natalie. God bless you. It's amazing. I have a third grader call right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We have so many kids listening to this broadcast that at one time we did kids listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast CD with all questions I get from kids. And we offered that to our constituency, and it was just heartwarming. But I find all the time with my kids that they ask some of the most incredible questions. And so often we don't have a good comprehension of exactly what they can comprehend. And so we kind of speak down to them. I was speaking to my 10-year-old yesterday in the car while we were driving. She wanted to get some bubble tops for her pencils. So we were driving and we were talking. And she was asking some of the most profound questions about human nature. And I was just baffled, quite frankly. I thought, I cannot believe that those questions are coming out of the mouth of a 10-year-old. And then we had kind of a humorous experience because someone ran into her and said, "Hey, dude." And she, in her little precocious way, said, "You know what dude means? Dude actually means," I never checked this out, I'm just assuming it's true because it came from her. "Dude means an infected hair on an elephant's derriere." She used a different word, but I didn't know that until she told me. So kids are amazingly bright. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number is always to dial for the next hour, 888-ASK-HANK. It translates to 888-275-4265. And thank you so much for standing with us prayerfully and financially. I mention it all the time. Without you, the lives of people around the globe would not be touched for time and for eternity. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you've never joined the Bible Answer Man monthly support team or supported the ministry in any way, a way to do it in a safe, secure fashion is the World Wide Web at equip.org. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000. See you again. I'll stay right here for the next hour. The number to dial right now, 888-ASK-HANK. So long for now.
To successfully defend the historic faith and be equipped as a light in this too often dark world, you need CRI's award-winning publication, Christian Research Journal, which probes today's religious movements, promotes doctrinal discernment and critical thinking, and provides reason for Christian faith and ethics. Call CRI and start your subscription today. Call 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online on our safe and secure website at www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.